B. Read the full passage, then listen to the full lecture. Take notes in the boxes below.
Right. Elvis didn't truly start rock and roll. There are two reasons why. First, one of the biggest hits in rock and roll was recorded before Elvis's first record. It was Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley and the Comets. This was in July of 1955. Many say this is a true start of rock and roll. Second, a radio DJ named Alan Freed brought rock and roll to audiences before Elvis. Freed even came up with the name rock and roll. In 1951, he had a nightly radio show. He called it Rock and Roll Party. This was 3 years before Elvis's first record. Alan Freed also produced the first rock and roll concerts in the country.